This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A Turkish court has freed American pastor Andrew Brunson, ending a bitter diplomatic dispute between Washington and Ankara. Brunson was facing 35 years if he had been convicted on terrorism and espionage charges, alleged Washington says are baseless. U.S. military is flying Brunson to Germany. There he'll have a medical evaluation before continuing on to the U.S. President Trump says Brunson is likely to arrive in Washington and will visit the White House. President Trump also says he takes the disappearance of a missing Saudi journalist seriously. That story now from AP's Warren Levinson.
Stephen Cook, senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says the president's diffident approach to the Khashoggi case is different from what previous presidents might take.
I would imagine that under a different presidency, we would have had serious offers of FBI assistance.
But in effective terms, maybe not all that different.
Historically, the U.S.-Saudi relationship has never been disrupted over a single individual.
Trump says he wants to know what happened to the dissident Washington Post writer, but not at the expense of upsetting arms sales to Saudi Arabia.
United Nations employee in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has tested positive for Ebola for such incident during the current outbreak. News came after health officials warned about a rate of new Ebola cases on the rise, especially in the town of Beni. Tarek Yazarevich is with the World Health Organization.
So this really indicates the shift where the epicenter of outbreak is from Mangina to the city of Beni, that basically has seen three-quarters of all cases in the past weeks.
This is VOA News. The UN Committee on the Rights of the Child has condemned Saudi Arabia's involvement in Yemen's ongoing civil war, which has killed and injured many children and left thousands malnourished and hungry. Saudi Arabia is one of six countries the experts looked at in regard to the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Given the ongoing conflict in Yemen, the 18-member Committee on the Rights of the Child agrees it was always going to be difficult to have a discussion with Saudi Arabia about the kingdom's involvement in the war. The United Nations calls the war in Yemen the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. The UN reports around 1,300 children have been killed and an equal number injured by Saudi-led coalition airstrikes in Yemen since war started in March 2015. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Philippines has been elected to the United Nations Human Rights Council, boosting President Rodrigo Duterte's reputation after 2 years of criticism against hitman-style killings in the country's crackdown on illegal drugs. Rights groups oppose the country's bid to join the council. Residents of the U.S. state of Florida who were hit by Hurricane Michael have been cleaning up and assessing damage to their homes and property. In all, at least 13 people died in the massive storm. Here's President Trump.
Our prayers are with those who lost their lives and with their families. And our hearts are with the thousands who have sustained property damage, in many cases entirely wiped out, the many families who have been displaced, and the businesses that have been affected by this devastating hurricane.
And from Florida, Michael traveled across several southeastern U.S. states, which had been hard hit just a month before by Hurricane Florence. After causing tornadoes and heavy wind and rain damage, Michael moved back out into the Atlantic Ocean. U.S. Army has expelled 500 immigrant recruits in the last year. AP's Mike Gracia has the latest.
The Associated Press has found more than 500 immigrant enlistees were discharged by the U.S. Army between July 2017 and July 2018. The enlistees had been recruited from around the world for their language or medical skills, and they'd been promised a fast track to citizenship in exchange for their service. The military accessions vital to the National Interest Recruiting Program was started a decade ago. In 2016, the program was put on hold amid concerns that immigrant recruits were not being properly screened. An estimated 10,000 immigrants are currently serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.